Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
A Super Bowl champion.
The Green Bay Packers have won the Super Bowl.
The Packers' all-time leading scorer.
A game winner for Mason Crosby.
It's time for the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis, presented by Verizon, the official 5G network of the Green Bay Packers, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and on the free Odyssey app.
This is the Mason Crosby Show on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. You know, it's nice when your football team wins, and the Packers won 27-20. It's nice also in the NBA when your team just has, like, the worst game in the history of the NBA Saturday night, that the Bucks get to play right away again tonight. So we can just, like, take that game, flush it down the toilet, and Bucks at Cavs tonight. Bucks might not be that good, Mace. I'm a little nervous here.
You're worried about him, huh?
I'm worried about him. We'll get more into that later in the week, of course, because today is Victory Monday. And joining us now from Packers.com, Green Bay Packers beat reporter Mike Spofford. Spoff, thanks for jumping on the air with us today.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for having me, guys.
You bet.
What's up, Spoff? All right. Coming back from New York. How you feeling about the game yesterday?
Well, I mean, it was a win that the team needed. There's no question about that. I mean, after as frustrating as the previous 2 weeks had been, that was a big time need right there. And you feel good about the plays that were made in the clutch. You know, the winning touchdown drive and then the interception by Evan Williams to seal it. Crunch time plays go a long way in this league. But there was a lot left to be desired by that performance in general, whether you're talking about the drop passes on offense, the missed opportunities with the turnovers on defense, the defense just struggling to get off the field, allowing so much time of possession, long drives. You tip your hat to the guys that came through and throw in Malik Willis there as well, subbing in for Jordan Love and finishing a touchdown drive in those seven snaps. But the Packers still have a lot of work to do. That's not the type of performance that's going to win these division games coming up.
Yeah, Spoff, I agree with you. Like, just kind of on that front, who did you think looked really good in this game, and who do you think, like, just kind of, you know, just is we're hoping to see step up or needs to improve after watching that game yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest standouts to me, starting on offense, I mean, Jordan Love, I thought Love was phenomenal, quite frankly, with where he was putting the ball, his accuracy, especially in those conditions, and then coming back from the left shoulder injury and battling through whatever it was he was dealing with. I thought Jordan Love was outstanding in this game. Christian Watson, outstanding as well. Really, really good performance. I mentioned Malik Willis too, coming in to finish that touchdown drive. But I give credit to Romeo Doubs for bouncing back and making a couple of plays. But Romeo Doubs is one of the surest-handed receivers on this team, and it just seemed like his shakiness with the drops early on in the game became this contagious thing where, you know, multiple guys then were dropping the ball and things were getting sloppy on offense. So that was certainly frustrating to watch. On the defensive side, I mean, really, it just came down to the missed opportunities. I mean, whether it was Carrington Valentine not hauling in an interception, Javon Bullard getting run over by his own teammate when he's got an interception in his hands,
yeah.
Keyshawn Nixon missing the interception on the deep ball, Edgerrin Cooper like somehow didn't blow up that screen pass on third down when, you know, I mean, it was looking like that was going to be a big stop for the defense deep in New York territory. And then suddenly that screen pass ruptures and they convert a third and long, and then they're on their way down, you know, down to the other end of the field. So really defensively, it just felt like it was missed opportunities. I mean, just one or two of those handful of plays go differently, and I think the entire performance on defense looks different.
We got Mike Spofford joining the Mason Crosby Show. You can find him at Packers.com talking about this Giants versus Packers game. Good win. Always some things to clean up. But looking at the defense, like the last few weeks, like, you know, against the Eagles, they stopped the run pretty well. But it looks like this run defense, like the recipe for these teams, like Carolina, like the Giants, is try to control the clock, run the ball. Do you think that's a product of, you know, just the front? Is that like how our offense is playing? Or do you think like this team has really like missed Lucas Van Ness being on that front as well? And what an impact he has and the hope that he comes back here, hopefully this week. Just talk a little bit about that run defense for this Packers team right now.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly isn't going to hurt to get Lucas Van Ness back. I think he can make an impact for this team defensively for sure. But in the bigger picture, it's hard to know where this Packers run defense is right now, because for the most part throughout the season, the run defense has been pretty strong. And that performance against Saquon Barkley, 22 carries for 60 yards against the best running back on the planet. I mean, that was really, really impressive what the run defense did on Monday night. And that was exactly why they were able to keep the Packers in the game with all the offensive struggles and still have a chance to win that one. But on either side of this performance against Saquon Barkley, I mean, what Rico Dowdle for Carolina did with the running game, and then the Giants with essentially two backup running backs. I mean, Cam Scataboo is not out there, and so they're going with Tracy and Singletary. And I thought the Packers just leaked, you know, too many rushing yards, too many second and sevens and second and eights that turned into, you know, third and ones and third and twos because they were, you know, they were leaking too many yards in the running game. And then there were, you know, I want to say it was three or four explosive runs, you know, that were, you know, in that 14 plus yard range where Tracy and Singletary were getting out, you know, kind of leaking through and making things happen. So I'm just not sure where Green Bay's run defense is right now, because that performance against Barkley was outstanding, but the two performances run defense wise on either side of it, you know, not good enough, frankly.
Yeah, and don't forget Thunder's favorite quarterback, Jameis Winston, with his 10-yard backpedal QB sneak that was just a weird play in general. I say that tongue-in-cheek, obviously.
Yeah, but he's sneaky.
But I will say, you got to look at I want to ask you a question about Quay Walker and his contract situation. Obviously, they didn't give him the option, his fifth-year option. Is there a feel up there in Green Bay that they're going to try to lock him up in a long-term deal, or are they going to let him test free agency? Because with him and Edgerrin Cooper, like when you watch those guys, like they could be the best linebacker duo in the league if they stick together for years to come. What is kind of the thought there in Green Bay? Is Quay Walker going to be a Packer for a long time?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you that I think the Walker-Cooper combination at linebacker is the best one the Packers have had in quite some time. And we've heard from Brian Gutekunst multiple times over the last year or so that he sees Quay Walker as a long-term piece of this defense. They would like to extend him and get something done there. And I will say, I think Quay Walker leaving that game yesterday with I believe it was a shoulder injury. I might be mistaken on that, but his absence late in the game there, I think factored into some of the defensive struggles as well. But all that said, when it comes to the a contract situation, you know this, Mace. I mean, it takes two to tango, right? I mean, if you're Quay Walker, he's having a great season. You know, he may be of the mind now that you're into mid-November and whatnot that, hey, maybe, you know, he might be thinking, and I'm not trying to put words in his mouth, but he might be thinking, hey, play this out, maybe see what's available in free agency, but not necessarily closing the door on the Packers, so to speak. But he might want to find out what's out there for him in terms of the next contract. So it's one of those things. I do think the Packers want him back. I think they want him as a long-term part of things here. But by the same token, you know, you don't blame Quay Walker if he wants to see what's out there.
Mike Spofford at Packers.com, a beat writer for our Green Bay Packers, joining us here on the Mason Crosby Show. He's on the guest line powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. Mike, what's the update on Josh Jacobs? I know we're seeing that it's, you know, that it's not season ending. It's week to week. What do you, you know, are there any expectations this early about what that might look like for Josh Jacobs? And if he's out for a game or two, obviously we got Manny, we got Chris Brooks. How do you see that running back situation developing if Jacobs misses a game or two?
Yeah, well, I don't know anything more at this point on Josh Jacobs than what's been reported out there. And it's certainly, if those reports are accurate, it's good news that it's not a serious injury. Hopefully it is just a week-to-week thing. We're going to hear from Matt LaFleur at the podium in a couple of hours, and we'll see what his update is there. I think the Packers running game will still be in good shape. Obviously, you want Josh Jacobs. You know, you don't want him to miss any time, but Emmanuel Wilson has certainly proven that that he can step up and get some things done. And I think maybe some more opportunities come for Chris Brooks as well. You know, kind of a forgotten play in that game yesterday was the very first play after Jordan Love went out with the shoulder injury. It's second and 16. And everything's looking like a pass play for Malik Willis's first snap. He hands it off to Chris Brooks and he gets 8 yards to, you know, turn that second and 16 into a third and 8, and then Willis has a decent chance to convert on third down, which he does. I think more opportunities, you know, for Brooks could be coming. And then the other thing, of course, to watch is when does Marshawn Lloyd get back on the practice field? You know, Packers still hoping that that he can make a contribution this season. Now, he's been out for so long that when he does get back incorporated into practice, he's not going to be able to, you know, instantly play right away and be game ready. But that's another one to keep an eye on here, because they certainly haven't written him off for the season with this much time left.
All right, Spoff. You know, I gotta ask this question. You know, being there for a long time in that kicker in that specialist room, what's going on with this kicking situation?
Nobody knows.
Yeah, I mean, Haversick plays in this game. You know, it was windy, it was tough, but you know, didn't have his best outing there. And McManus, the surprise, you know, doubtful and missing the game on Saturday. You know, what happened last week? What happened? You know, with McManus, he seemed to have, you know, seemingly from that Monday night game, he said he was healthier. Like, you know, kind of looked like it was, you know, getting on the right track. What's going on there in Green Bay with the kickers?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good question. The only thing that I've heard and that I've learned is that with the Monday night game last week and the practice schedule being a little bit different, you know, heading into than the trip to play the Giants, was that McManus ended up kicking back-to-back days last week in practice, as opposed to, you know, kicking every other day where you kind of have a day off in between. And it sounds like that him kicking in practice on back-to-back days that you know, created a strain. It was a little bit too much. You know, he wasn't maybe as far past the quad injury as he needed to be to give himself that kind of workload. So he came to the facility on Saturday with soreness in the quad, the injury that's been bothering him, and so they decided they needed to put him on the shelf for this one and go to Haversick. And then yeah, it was a rough game out there with the wind and everything, and it didn't look like the operation with the snaps on those extra points was entirely clean. And, you know how that goes, Mace. I mean, when it's windy like that, if you don't get a true clean hit on the ball, then the wind impact is like exponentially greater, right? You've got to be able to, you've got to be able to hit that thing absolutely solid to minimize the impact of the wind. And when the entire operation isn't clean and then the kicker doesn't get a solid hit on it, then you get what you saw there. I mean, last night it was pretty windy in Philadelphia and we saw both kickers, the Eagles kicker and the Lions kicker, on some long kicks. They hit those dead center, and you know, the wind didn't really affect those kicks as much, and that's what you have to do in those conditions, and that just didn't happen for Haversick yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. So what my thought process is, obviously this is a, you know, fairly significant quad deal with McManus. Was there ever any conversation about, you know, whenever it happened, you bring Haversick in, he does well, like putting McManus on IR and letting him go 4 weeks and then you know, evaluating from there? I mean, carrying two kickers on active roster is a very rare thing in the NFL. So what do you think the mindset was of not putting him on IR there from the very beginning? So then you get through these 4 weeks and now he's, you know, healthy and ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I think I can't necessarily speak to whether, you know, how much discussion there was about putting him on IR. I think they didn't do that because they figured he wouldn't need to be out 4 weeks. And when he started to feel better and he was kicking well in practice and everything, they decided to go with him. And unfortunately, yeah, he did miss a couple of kicks. I don't think trying a 57 yarder in Pittsburgh, you know, outdoors on grass at night, you know, was maybe the best option for his first kick back after missing two games. And then, you know, he ends up trying the 64 yarder at the end of the Philadelphia game on Monday night, ends up trying it twice. That can't be easy if your leg isn't 100% healthy either, to take that big of a swing, 64 yards in low 20s wind chill. So there's just been a lot going on there. And I think the Packers have kept the second kicker on the roster because they haven't been sure that, you know, that this injury wasn't going to recur or get re-aggravated. And then that's exactly what happened at the end of last week, that it did get re-aggravated. And so they needed Haversick. So until they're, you know, completely out of the woods with this McManus injury, I think they're going to continue to carry both kickers on the roster, and I don't see how you really have another option at this point.
Spoff, can Bo Melton kick? Can
he does everything else? That's a good question.
Just wondering, like, if we're going to try anything else. I'm sorry, that was my one
Tommy
comment there. I just wondering if we're going to see that. But he's getting more involved in the offense now, and really needs to, right? Because the weaponry, very low right now for Green Bay. Christian Watson looks great in his return from his ACL injury. But other than that, they're kind of looking for another guy. It feels like if Romeo Doubs is going to have butterfingers when he's out there.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to go to whatever options are available. I mean, Malik Heath didn't make the trip because of a coach's decision. LaFleur didn't elaborate on that after the game on Sunday. So we'll see, you know, exactly what the story was there. But that took another potential weapon away. You know, Dontavian Wicks hasn't really looked like he's fully back from the calf injury necessarily. He's kind of been banged up, like, off and on all season. I thought Romeo Doubs was having a really, really good season until, you know, for whatever reason, the drops caught up with him, you know, yesterday. It was just, I you know, I don't know how that kind of stuff happens. I mean, the Packers went the first eight games of the season, I believe, with five dropped passes. And then the receivers had five drop passes in the first half of one game yesterday. So, I mean, it's why, crazy. How does that happen? I don't know. I mean, it's just, it's the crazy stuff. The Packers finally got past the, you know, the pre-snap penalties. Like, we weren't seeing illegal formations and false starts and everything yesterday, but now all of a sudden the thing that hadn't been a problem, the drop passes, crops up, and that's what's hampering the offense. So, I mean, I give credit to Bo Melton. I mean, he's doing whatever he's asked to do. He's contributing where he can, including on kickoff returns. And hey, hats off to Savion Williams. You get one ball thrown at you the entire game. Yeah. It's on 3rd and 10. It's a 50-50 jump ball down the field, and you come down with it to save that drive that ends up being the game winning points, the game winning touchdown. That was a big time play by a rookie in a tough spot.
That's huge. We got Mike Spofford, Packers.com, joining the Mason Crosby Show. You know, just got to ask about this division a little bit. You know, the NFC North, we got... It's weird seeing the Bears there at the top of the division.
Your first place Bears, Mason Crosby.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I hope this thing flips and, like, the Packers host the Bears at home in the playoffs. That would be the ideal situation. What does this look like? I mean, five of the next seven games are in the division. This last seven-game stretch is going to be a tough test for this Packers team. You know, kind of just give us a little preview of what you're looking at here in these last seven.
Yeah, this is where the rubber meets the road, right? I mean, you got seven games left. You're in a decent spot with your record, 6-3-1. But five of the last seven are division opponents. You're sitting right in between, you know, the Bears at 7-3. The Lions are at 6-4. The Vikings are bringing up the rear right now. But, you know, they've got a rookie quarterback who, you know, is young, developing, trying to figure things out. That's the team that's up next. But I mean, the next 3 weeks, you're playing all three division opponents, you know, consecutively. You got the Vikings, then you got the Lions on Thanksgiving, then you got the Bears coming to Lambeau Field. So, I mean, you know, this stretch is what's going to define the season. And you know, it looks like any of the top three in the division right now, it's anybody's division to win. You know, and even outside the division, I mean, the Packers' other two games are against the Denver Broncos and Baltimore Ravens when they're not playing division games, and those are going to be no picnic either with the way those teams are playing in the AFC. So, I mean, this is what it comes down to. You put yourself in decent position, but you gotta chalk up some more wins. Hand some more losses to your division opponents, and then see how it sorts itself out.
Yeah, love it, Spoff.
Yeah, Spoff, thanks for joining us today on the Gruber Law guest hotline. And I think like that was the question that was on my mind as well that Mason just asked is like, how weird is it to see the Bears on top of the division? Like that's just a weird. And if you had to, not that you're a gambling man, but gambling is legal now for everybody. It's the Wild West out there, as we know. Who's going to win the NFC North?
Boy, you're really putting me on the spot there. I'll say this about the Bears. Like, you don't apologize for victories in the NFL, right? And certainly the Packers aren't apologizing for the win over a two-win Giants team yesterday. But the Bears are just – they're finding a way to win every close game. They beat the Raiders when they block a field goal. They win on walk-off field goals, I believe, against Washington and now Minnesota. I mean, when the game comes right down to the wire, the Bears are making the plays at the end of games, and that's why they're sitting at 7-3 right now. So, I mean, who's going to win the NFC North? I mean, I like the Packers' chances. Now, I know they haven't looked like division champions, but the reason I like the Packers' chances is A, all the division games they have left, and they do have the win over Detroit in their back pocket already.
Yep.
But also that this Packers team, we haven't seen this Packers team's best football since the first 2 weeks of the season. If they find it again, and they find it at the right time in these games, these division games that they need to win, they're going to put themselves in the right spot. So, I mean, I like Green Bay's chances as well as anybody's. But it's going to be, I mean, it's just an absolute slugfest down the stretch here with three teams in the division all within one game of each other with seven games to go.
Awesome. Awesome. I appreciate you, Spoff. Anyone else got anything? Tommy, do you got any more fun tidbits?
Any good one-liners you want to throw in? You're the funny guy.
How are we feeling about the crew, Spoff?
Fine, bro.
Well, we'll see what happens with the roster in the off season. I mean,
Are they going to spend some money, Spoff? I know you talk Packers all day, but Harris Tuer, minority owner of the Brewers, yep, came on Sparky's show and said, "quote the payroll will increase."
Yeah, well, I mean, they kind of have to at some point, don't they? Because
you think so?
Because you know, they put themselves in, you know, they've given themselves chances, but you know, if you keep coming up short, then at some point you have to do something a little different, right?
It's a great point. Mike, thank you so much for jumping on.
Appreciate
we'll definitely
you,
catch up with you soon. I know you're on a few of our shows here on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, so keep up the great work. Read all your stuff at Packers.com, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Good to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
See y'all.
You bet. That's Thanks Mike Spofford, Packers.com. Check out all his stuff at Packers.com. Check out all of our picks in the football universe coming up next here on the Mason Crosby. Tommy, I have no idea how we did this week. Like, I know we all picked, whether we picked the Packers or the Giants, like, we just take that game and throw it in the garbage, right?
You know.
I'm counting it as a win.
You know one of my picks.
Oh, relax.
You know.
I know one of your picks. I'm excited for you. You know what? I'm excited for your pick.
I've been waiting for this segment all week.
Do you see I'm wearing teal? Do you see I'm wearing teal for you, bro? The teal is for real. This is the Mason Crosby Show, presented by Verizon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.